95 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Cheap Trick, Light Up the Fire. That is their latest from their new album. I'm going to tell you something that just occurred to me. I bet you don't remember about Cheap Trick, young Kevin. You interviewed them at the Arizona State Fair. I'm going to say 1988.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the flame was new or something.
I do remember
And I remember
that.
It was still early enough in your career. You're like, I don't know. Man, it's a Cheap Trick.
Scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I was
scared. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
And all these centuries later, they're still cranking out great stuff. Very weird.
That is a good song.
Yeah, great song.
Coming up on today's show, we're going to tell you that ketchup may be no more.
What on earth are you saying?
R.I.P. ketchup.
Get out of here. Ketchup's been around before mankind. The amoebas actually had ketchup, scientists will tell you. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
The latest person to hit it rich is going to anger you.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
It's Tuesday, so at 5 we do Taste Test Tuesday.
We have some delicious stuff sitting right there, right now. Want to dig in.
And an airline pilot got fired for showing his penis in flight.
What's wrong with that?
You can't do that now?
Can you still do it as a passenger like I always do? I hope.
Oh, no, that's good.
Oh, good. Okay.
And our 1 second of rock.
Nonstop rock. Sounds like grandpa.
Is up to $3,500.
That is unbelievable.
So we're going to do that between now and 4 p.m.
Yep.
$3,500.
And Cosmic K-Buzz, it's Tuesday, which means it's twofer time.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon from 3 to 7.
It's two for Tuesday. A couple there from Leonard Skinner. Give me 3 steps wrapping it up. I heard from Carlos Lara. Hey, I heard you guys were wondering how far away your listeners are. Mm-hmm. I'm listening in Lausanne, Switzerland, which is so weird because I happen to have been there.
Really?
Yeah. I visited a friend who actually lives. It's a very small, tiny little tucked away village. It's unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah,
of course. Just like there going, why am I ever going to go back? Oh my God, it's amazing. But thanks for checking in.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, you can find us Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter and give us a follow and you'll get 2 a.m. drunken tweets.
Correct.
Quite often.
But from me.
Yes.
You know who the Catch Me Outside girl is?
You were just refreshing my memory a minute ago. I didn't really know.
She was a, I don't know, 15, 16-year-old that went on Dr. Phil's show.
Which I'm not a big fan of.
So she goes on the show as an out-of-control kid, and mom's there, and Dr. Phil's going to try and get through to her.
So like before they go on stage, they're like, whatever, be as bad as possible. Make sure not to take your medicine for 2 weeks.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So play some of this with, it's mom, it's the Catch Me Outside girl. And it's Dr. Phil.
So, tell me.
First of all, his voice makes me ill.
Same.
Right out the gate.
What you think you're doing that contributes to this chaos and this problem?
I don't behave disrespectful. I steal cars. I steal her credit card. I ain't gonna lie. There's no reason to lie. Everybody know already. Like.
What do you say to yourself that gives you the right to take somebody else's car?
I'm talking to be sly. F*** you mean? That's what makes me want to take the next bitch car.
Wait, what'd she say? I didn't even hear.
She cursed, but then she said, I'm surprised that you're not taking somebody else's car to Dr. Phil.
Yeah, he's out there popping cars. He's stripping them.
What now? I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Are you speaking English?
Wow, we have something in common.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just take...
That's what I always do, and they never catch me. Ain't nobody gonna catch me.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like so funny.
She's still living.
She is, yeah.
Talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep.
And they're like, yeah, yeah, we are.
We're hoes,
yeah,
yes.
How about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Get you outside? What does that mean?
Mom steps in.
What I just said.
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside and do what she has to do.
She's going to fight the whole audience.
She's 15, 16 years
y'all.
Old. And she was just sitting in the chair, and she wasn't having any of Dr. Phil.
Right. Well.
And she became a huge sensation for
a
while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she turned 18.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. And she got an OnlyFans account.
Right.
And made in the first 6 hours.
Yeah.
$1 million. She made over $1 million.
And did she give any to Dr. Phil, who clearly put her on that pedestal?
Not.
Made it happen.
I mean, I doubt it.
Right.
I don't know what kind of deal they had.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
She goes on OnlyFans and makes $1 million. That's insane.
Dude, we are doing this all wrong.
Agreed.
It'd just be out of control.
Oh, by the way, it's $23.99 a month to subscribe to this.
Wow, to be only fans of some fine folk.
And I don't want to disparage her, but
okay,
she's not hot enough that you would think all that success would happen. $1 million.
Okay.
She also changed her name to a rap name because now she's a rapper. She's known as Bad Bobby.
Wait, what were ours? I don't even remember now.
B-H-A-D-B-H-A-B-I-E. That's her name.
Sure. Oh, Major Brain Freeze and Little Anus.
That's us. That's us.
So, you know, we're on our way to this. But we're on our way to $1 million.
We're not.
Oh, come on.
What? You think people are going to go to an OnlyFans
site? Sure, and follow Major Brain Freeze and Little Anus? You bet. If not, you know, catch me outside.
That dude should write a book. That dude has stories for days.
Dave Grohl Storyteller. Maybe he should call it that. And
yeah,
have it.
That's a great title.
Yeah, right. Dave. You can pre-order it now. I just love this picture of him. He is working on his book. What is it with you guys? I thought reading was for losers.
That's what I said 1 million times.
And now
I don't know. It's just I am writing a book about my time at K-Rock.
That other place, right?
Because so many bizarre things happened and people don't know the inside story of them.
Right.
So I'm telling them.
Right.
And it's a lot of work.
Yeah. How long have you been working on it now?
Since I got fired last March, a year ago March.
And so anybody that's worked on a book, anybody that's written anything knows
here's what you learn.
Yeah.
You start writing. First you think, how hard can it be?
Okay, yeah, sure. Because reading is for losers.
Because I was a decent creative writer in college.
Oh, okay.
So I sort
okay.
of
you thought you were, yeah.
a little bit of skill, so right. I thought, how hard can it be?
Right.
So then I started, and it wasn't going well, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then after about a month, I finally learned, hold on. How hard can it be? That's an obnoxious question because the amount of things that I don't, it takes you learning a lot
right.
to learn all that you don't know.
Right.
Which is a sea of stuff that
right.
you don't know.
Right.
And so then you feel really stupid because you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to write a book. And then you try it and you realize, oh, I see.
I'm drowning.
There's so much more to learn
right.
than I thought.
Right. Have you had it edited at all yet? Anyone go over your pages? And
My daughter edits it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. But you have someone else later, you said, that is going to
be. Yeah,
cool.
Later. Yeah.
Nice.
And hopefully I'll be finished with that in a couple of months.
Right
hopefully.
On. Well, right now, Dave Grohl Storyteller, his book is.
His is better.
It is available for pre-order. 95.5
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon from 3 to 7.
We have cash. We have money. It's been
a lot
piling up. It's crazy. $3,500.
Correct.
$3,500 in the 1 second of nonstop rock game.
So we play you a second.
Yeah.
And you have to identify it. You have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Identify the song title and the artist, and you will win $3,500.
That's awesome. All right, so here you go. Take a good listen, then give us a call. Now's the time to call. 818-955-KLOS if you think you know what that was.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $3,500, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Andrew from Huntington Beach.
Andrew. You are caller 13.
Awesome.
Congratulations on that part.
Now the rough part.
Half the battle.
You're halfway there. All right, we're going to play it for you again. Don't tell us now, but do you have an idea what it is?
I have somewhat of an idea.
Okay.
It hasn't been guessed yet, so I think I'm okay.
Okay.
All right. Oh, nice. So you've been listening that much then. You know, you've been keeping track of all the guesses?
I have been. Yeah,
wow.
I've been doing my homework.
Nice.
Awesome.
Look at you.
Well, you definitely deserve $3,500. Good luck. Here you go. Tell us what it is, who it's by, and you got it. Here you go.
Oh, man, now that you play it again, now I'm guessing myself here. Okay. I'm going to go with Whiplash, Metallica.
Whiplash by Metallica.
That is not correct.
Nope. Sorry, man. Damn it. That's so write that down on your list that's not right.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah, right on. And good luck next time.
$4,000! $4,000 between 4 and 5 today on Kevin and Sluggo.
$4,000! I'm sorry. I just said circle back around to you. I hate that phrase.
You did say that.
Synergy. I hate that phrase. Thinking outside the box. If you're saying thinking outside the box, you're not thinking outside the box.
Right.
Right?
Are you having a crisis
right
now?
I guess. Having an inner office crisis.
What's happening?
I don't know.
We were just talking and having a good time 1 second ago.
But then the TPS reports came in.
And then it all went south.
Yeah.
What's your favorite condiment?
Salt.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
Salt.
Is mayonnaise a condiment? It is sort of, isn't
it? I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. All right, mayonnaise. I'll go with that. But salt, really, is all I put on everything. I mean, everything. I used to go, I had friends
who worked. I hear it's really good for you.
Oh, it's so good. It's like Greg Beharrell's 400 coats a day. I had friends who worked at a Burger King, and they knew when I was coming through, they would always give me, like, this much salt packs. Like, my fingers are quite a ways apart at the bottom of the bag. Literally, just tons
just
of salt.
Piling
yeah.
in there.
There you go.
Wow.
Stupid.
And
enjoy.
You're alive.
Ish.
All right.
You call this living.
All right. This is a headline in the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
The new shortage, ketchup.
What?
Now, I have to read these words because this is a wordplay again, and I hate it, but ketchup can't catch up. Yep, that's what they say. That's the same thing I've said.
Stop.
The pandemic, apparently, you know, restaurants have to do takeout.
Oh, yeah.
And so, of course, everybody wants condiments for whatever food that they have. And ketchup is the one that everybody wants the most.
I don't use ketchup at all.
What?
I never, yeah. I always tell them no ketchup because I know.
What kind of an animal are you?
You don't want to know.
Wow, that's my favorite one.
Is ketchup. It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put it on everything.
I hate it.
Cereal? No, I'm just kidding. but apparently the supply chain problems are really making it difficult.
Well, I mean, if they're throwing ketchup packets into every single bag, I mean, that's a lot. You
yes,
know,
and then I assume people ask for more.
Sure.
A lot of people.
I need a ton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give me a handful, please. There's no way I can buy it at the store and have it on hand, even though we've all been eating at home for well over a year.
So
I can't.
Like, restaurants are hunting now trying to find ketchup packets.
First it was toilet paper.
Yep.
And now it's ketchup. That's a shame.
That is not what you want.
No.
Now we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS about the one condiment you can't live without.
For me,
it is ketchup, but...
You said you had a ketchup story.
Oh, I do. So I'm at Disneyland, and I see one of those little ketchup packets
right
on the ground.
Yep.
I'm young and dumb, you know.
Now or back then?
Both.
Okay.
And I see it and I think, oh, I'm gonna stomp
squish
on it.
Sure.
And it'll just spray a little bit of the bottom of the wall.
One would think.
Just because you're bored.
Sure. Disneyland.
For, you know, an hour.
Right.
So I stomp on it and I look at the wall and there's nothing.
Uh oh.
And the guy behind me goes, "What are you doing?"
Oh.
And I turn around. And he had about a 6-year-old.
Oh, no.
It was just covered with ketchup.
Oh, no. You covered the 6-year-old with ketchup?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You can't get mad at Disneyland, though. He can't have been mad at you. You're a kid. The kid's a kid. Everybody has to be cool.
Oh, no. I'm the one that should
No,
be.
I know. But the dad couldn't get mad at you for doing
that. Of course
this.
He can.
Ah, what a jerk.
I would have got mad at another.
Well, sure.
But of course he can.
That's
he
hilarious.
Was right to be mad at me. What a shock it was, though. I was really expecting it on the wall. And the next thing, there's a human being covered in it.
Was this one of your first lessons in life that things don't go as Kevin plans?
No.
No? It wasn't? No, ridiculous. You already knew that already. Okay,
yes, yeah. I learned that a long time before. All right, so what can you not do without? For Sluggo, it's salt.
I have to have salt. Tons and tons of salt.
For me, it is ketchup. The phone number is 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We just told you that ketchup is having a problem with shortages.
This is horrible.
Restaurants are, you know, being overrun by people who want condiments, and ketchup is the main one.
There'll be terror in the streets.
That's what I'm saying. It's a ketchup shortage going on right now. So then we started having a conversation about what condiment can you not live without. Sluggo just wants to end it all, so his is salt.
Salt.
Mine is ketchup, but now it's, you know.
See, I'm happy. I got plenty of salt all over, and you're the one hurting.
KLOS.
Hello.
Hi there. What condiment can you not live without?
I cannot live without ranch.
Ranch dressing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good call.
I put ranch on everything. And I also have a Disneyland story about ketchup.
Uh-oh.
My dad took us all to Disneyland. He had brand new white shoes for our trip, and I seen a ketchup packet and decided I was going to step on it and put it all over his new white shoes.
Oh. Why are we so dumb?
You guys should have hooked up back then.
Right?
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Do you remember when you first discovered ranch dressing for pizza and French fries? I mean, it's not just for salads anymore.
Yeah, I was very happy with that.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. We're talking about condiments that you can't live without.
Tabasco goes on everything.
Really? Tabasco? I'm not a Tabasco guy.
Spaghetti, salad, you name it.
Oh, I can see it on spaghetti. That would be good. I've never thought about that.
I can't. Did you say salad?
Yeah, I threw some on some salad once on accident, and I ate it anyway. It was pretty damn good.
Wow. All right. Well, that's cool. Yeah. Ass-kicking salad.
I like that.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the Guess the Song thing you guys are doing.
Oh, man, we should do that, huh? Because it's like $4,000. Do you want to do that in a few minutes, Kevin?
Or? Yeah, we're not doing that right this second, right now.
Do you have a condiment you can't live without, though, as long as we're at it?
Does butter count?
Butter, yes.
Butter. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not bad. I don't know if it's a condiment, but
sure. Everything's better with butter. That's for damn sure.
Agreed.
This is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We are talking about condiments, and the pandemic has turned restaurants into takeout specialists, and the demand for ketchup packets
is
overwhelming. And they're running out. They're running out of ketchup.
The world may soon be sans ketchup.
Yes.
Nope. Unacceptable.
That's what's happening. So we are talking about what you can't live without.
Hey, guys.
Hi. You can't live without a condiment?
Oh, yeah. Mine definitely is mustard.
Ah, mustard.
Wow. Mustard is the devil's for me. I can't.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Oh, mustard's awesome.
Oh, no, it's not.
You put that on your corn dog.
Hot dogs. Pastrami, you know, corned beef, anything like that.
Yeah, there's some things that you can't eat without mustard.
Oh,
Kevin.
No, I will not eat it if it has mustard on it.
No.
When I was a kid, we went to a restaurant as often. The adults would all sit at one table and they stick all the kids at another booth. And we're sitting there eating, and some kids thought that they would spook me and say, oh, well, both of these containers, you know, the little plastic containers that are red and yellow.
Yep.
They said, oh, no, both of those are ketchup. I said, oh, no, I can't have just ketchup. I got to have mustard. So squeezing it gently, I thought that I was going to see ketchup come out of it.
Right.
What happened was a ribbon of mustard shot up into the air almost to the ceiling and came all down on the top of the head of the kid sitting across.
Love it. That's the best use of mustard.
Well, he was the one that was spoofing me.
Well, serves him right. Serves him food.
Indeed.
Right on. Thanks for calling in, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, Del Taco hot sauce, mild.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh,
good
nice.
Stuff. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, man, don't you agree with me they need to bring back that old-school nacho cheese and get rid of this weird paste they have for the nachos now?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Right?
All right.
Bring back the horrible stuff. I loved it. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hi, about the condiments?
Yes. What's the condiment you can't live without?
Mustard.
Mean Mr. Mustard is calling.
Colonel Mustard is calling.
No, I put mustard on my mustard.
Oh, mustard for your mustard. I love every single thing about that song.
That is great.
I love the lyrics, particularly the fact that they have a cello in there, for crying out loud. Alice enjoying the day in chains during the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
It's time.
It is.
For Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop raw.
Raw.
And it's up to $4,000.
$4,000.
Correct.
$4,000.
Right, well, I have to say it that way.
Because I'm like, dang. Like, what?
All right, so we're going to play a tiny clip. You have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the artist and the song title, and you'll win $4,000.
$4,000. Here you go. Good luck. What is that?
It's Kevin and Slagos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $4,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Salvatore.
You are caller 13.
Finally! Yeah, baby! Woohoo! I've been trying for a couple of days, and I got the answer, baby.
Really? You're sure?
I think I do.
All right, we're going to play it for you one more time.
All right.
And if you can tell us the name of the song and who it's by, $4,000 is yours. Are you ready, man?
Let's do it.
All right, here you go.
Everlong by the Foo Fighters.
Woo!
Yeah! Yeah, baby! Yeah! Man, been trying hard for a couple of days. Finally got through. Woo-hoo!
Nice. Welcome to it. $4,000. What are you going to do with all that money?
Oh, man. I haven't even thought about it yet. I guess I'll buy my wife something really nice for her birthday.
That seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
Tis the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
That band was the answer.
Yep.
Salvatore from Anaheim got $4,000.
I have to think that Dave Grohl would be happy that one of his songs just netted someone $4,000 in the nonstop, 1 second of nonstop rock.
So we're going to play you a longer clip. The 1 second that we played you, that you were trying to identify it by, is the very first second of this clip.
This weird little piece.
And then
yeah.
You'll see how it fits into
yeah.
the song.
This is actually, yeah, well, we were playing on the air. That was the contest.
Right.
And here is the whole damn thing now. And you'll hear it right away. It's weird. There it is, right? That just makes sense.
$4,000.
Salvador said he'd been working on it for quite some time, and he wasn't sure. He was so happy. It was very cool.
Yes,
really
was.
Cool dude. Very happy that he won $4,000.
That was good times.
That was.
Is it Taste Test Tuesday?
It is.
Okay.
Well, that's why I'm on 2 o'clock.
Every Tuesday at 5.
These crackers are...
You know, they tell you in radio school, never
eat on the air. Never. It's really gross and unpleasant, and I love to do it. It's fun. So I have here pepper jelly. It's hot and sweet.
I don't need hot and sweet.
Yes, you do.
I have here organic banana fruit spread.
Orgasmic banana. Hmm? Orgasmic banana?
Organic.
Organic. Oh, I couldn't understand.
Very different.
A lot of food in your mouth there. That looks a lot like what you would feed to a baby. So
it's got a...
You want me to spoon feed it?
Pretty tough consistency.
This is really good. This pepper jelly, hot and sweet, is very good. I wish I had an ancient beer. I have one of the oldest beers in the world sitting in my fridge at home that I was going to bring in today for Taste Test Tuesday, and I totally forgot. Would go really well.
You're not
this.
Helping.
I'll do it in a week.
I'll bring it on. This banana spread's pretty good, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does it taste like banana?
Yeah.
What do you know about
of
that?
Of course. What kind of question
Wait,
is that?
What did you open there?
I don't know, but it looks nasty.
That looks horrible.
It's giant baked beans in tomato sauce.
Throw them away immediately. I'm having the banana now.
Giant baked beans in tomato sauce.
Why? You know the bananas, by the way.
Why
did
this exist?
You know that candy bananas actually taste like what bananas used to taste like, but then they got changed over time so that they taste like what we are used to now. But old school bananas, that's why candy bananas taste like candy banana. I mean, taste that way, have that certain banana flavor.
How much do you know about bananas?
I know, isn't that weird? That one just freaks me out, that mankind has Frankenstein bananas into a whole new flavor. This banana stuff is awesome.
Well, wait till you try the baked beans.
No, I don't want to do that.
Oh, really good.
I really don't want to do that.
Really good.
Are they?
Yep.
They look disgusting.
I was very surprised because they do look disgusting.
They're huge.
Yep.
First of all, I want to thank Trader Joe's for all this awesome stuff. They're so cool to bring us all this stuff.
Take a bite. All right. I was lying to you. It's not very good.
Oh, you bastard. No, that's not bad. I kind of like it.
No, you don't like it.
I kind of do. I will never eat another bite of it.
You can have it all.
I don't really hate it. Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to take this banana fruit spread, organic, orgasmic banana fruit spread home.
All right.
And spread it all over stuff and eat it. I know, it's getting a little scary.
Yeah.
And I'll bring us an ancient beer next week.
All right.
One of the oldest. It's KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's two for Tuesday, and that's a couple from Van Halen. I want to shout out Steve, who is listening online, 95.5KLOS.com in Georgia.
Yes.
He says he's been listening since the 70s. Well, very cool. That's Had a great request. We'll try and do that for you, Steve. A good twofer from the Doors. Try and make that happen before we jet.
This story comes out of Dallas. Speaking of jets, federal authorities have charged a former Southwest airline pilot with indecent exposure.
Wow. Okay.
For an incident they say occurred during a flight last August.
Oh, during a flight.
Here's the news.
Nice. Former Southwest Airlines pilot is accused of exposing himself during a flight from Philadelphia to Orlando. Michael Hake is charged with indecent exposure. Ta-da. No details on who may have witnessed this incident. A Southwest spokesperson says Hake left the airline before the company even knew about the charges. Southwest is headquartered in Dallas.
That is the way to do it, man. Always quit before you're fired.
Right?
Skate.
Especially. I mean, I believe there's still coming after him, but
he's a weenie wagger. He's a 314. I mean,
what's a 314?
Well, that is the police code, one of the police codes.
For,
yeah, indecent exposure.
That's been used on you a lot.
Oh, many times. Yeah. Many times.
There's not much of a information in that.
No,
there's nothing.
No, they don't even know who got to see the show.
I want to know how the show happened
and why. I mean, like, you're flying, you're probably going to, I'm gonna guess, Vegas, because we're
he was a pilot in command of the plane from a flight from Philadelphia to Orlando.
Well, Orlando, all right. Maybe-ish. Maybe that's kind of, I mean, Florida. Florida's involved.
Yes. There was a one-page filing in federal district court in Maryland, and it says it happened during the flight. But, like, when you stop and think about it, while he's flying.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he's going to throw open the door and go, ladies and gentlemen, we're cruising at 30,000 feet, and here's my weenie. I mean, what?
I would be so happy if that happened on a flight I was on. That would be so cool. Ladies and gentlemen, check this out.
I thought they didn't have nuts on planes anymore. I don't know. Lunatic.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I do believe that's the 420th version of White Room that has ever appeared on the earth. People
Correct.
Love to cover that one.
They sure do.
Showed up on Matt Pinfield's new and approved show. That is Apocalyptica on KLOS.
Yesterday we had Dr. Drew on because the people here were afraid that I had an addiction problem with Diet Coke.
Because all the Diet Cokes are disappearing from the machine. There used to be plenty until this guy shows up.
What, do they fill it once a year? What's the deal? You fill up a machine. That's what they're for. You know.
Finally, someone's brave enough to take down the vending machine companies.
Greg Beharrell, hey, welcome.
Yeah, what did Dr. Drew say?
He said that he had the exact same experience that I did, which was worrying that you have too much, and then you tried to stop, and it was difficult.
And how many do you have a day, actually?
I am between 12 and 24.
Cans of Coke a day.
24 on a Diet good Coke. Day.
On a good day.
Yeah.
Wow. I have one. So I was hoping you would be here yesterday so that you could take the pressure off of me with Dr. Drew.
Yeah, we kind of ducked out on our little thing there, our little intervention.
Yeah. I mean, people around the station are saying, like, oh, was he scared to talk about his obvious problem? No.
No.
We're having fun.
So, 24.
Damn, dude. When did you start? When was your first Diet Coke many years ago? Were you a kid? Someone handed it to you?
Yeah.
First one's free,
see,
kid?
That's what gets you into it, because when you're a kid, you know, parents are like, only one, you only get to have one soda, you know, and then you're like, you know what, I'm an adult, I'm gonna abuse
have 252 a day.
I'm gonna go crazy.
I mean, this is not a joke. You really do drink like 24 a day.
Yeah, and it's not a joke either. I do blame my parents.
But you said you heard Dr. Drew talking about the aluminum thing.
Oh, yeah, they know, because someone said that today. They're like, oh, Dr. Drew said you could get aluminum poisoning?
Yeah, from the cans,
I think,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
But
if you drink great amounts of it, which you don't have any problem with.
Yeah, and you got to wonder if that's going to lead to a Spider-Man situation where it creates a...
Are you still eating the cans when you're done, or have you given that up at least?
No comment. I mean, I'm just, you know, we're taking a little
smart.
Deep here.
Yeah. Probably smart. You're not lawyered up yet.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
All right, well, drink. All right, let's give away $500, dude. What do you say?
Yes. Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop
rock. game?
Yep.
All right, take a listen to this. It's a new one now because our friend
Salvatore
in Anaheim won $4,000 with our precious little game earlier today. So tell us who this is, what the name of the song is. Be caller 13-818-955-KLOS and get yourself $500. Here you go. Were you singing during that, Greg? Did I hear you say something weird? I don't think so.
No, that was the clip.
That was the clip. All right. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Swagos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. What? Do you have a name?
Oh, she hung up.
I'm not playing your stupid game. Hell no.
She made the right choice.
She did. So we'll go to caller 14 then.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I know the name of that song.
Well, that's a good thing because caller 13 hung up on us, so you're now the contestant. We're going to play it for you one more time and then give us the title of the song and the artist.
Okay.
Right. You're not going to hang up on us, are you? It was very mean.
I don't know. Maybe. If I don't know. Yeah.
If you don't know it, hang up on yourself.
Just hang up. Just straight up hang up. That'd be awesome. All right, dude, here you go. Take a good close listen and good luck. Tell us what this is. Here you go.
Isn't it What Is It by Temple of the Dog?
That is not correct.
It is not correct.
You got a nice little buzzer sound there. I hope you enjoyed it. But thanks for playing our precious. Hey, you were supposed to just hang up.
Oh, thanks. So
you
guys.
Hang up on yourself right now.
Right on. Thanks, dude. Oh, there
we go. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And Taylor and Pretty Reckless. And damn, I love that song.
That is a great song.
That's some good stuff.
You know the Catch Me Outside girl?
What did you just say?
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Hmm?
You don't remember that?
No.
It was a girl
from
that was on Dr. Phil,
bleh,
which I never watch, but she's spectacular. play some of the audio. She was there under the guise of mom doesn't know what to do with her because she just won't pay attention to the rules.
Okay.
So tell me what you think you're doing that contributes to this chaos and this problem.
I don't behave disrespectful. I steal cars. I steal her credit card. I ain't gonna lie. There's no reason to lie. Everybody know already. Like,
what do you say to yourself that gives you the right to take somebody else's car?
I'm supposed to be sliding. You mean that's what makes me want to take the next bitch car?
Wait, okay. What?
Yeah, she's tough to understand, but she started laughing and then said she's surprised he doesn't want to try and take cars.
Oh. Dr. Phil? Should be out stealing cars?
Can you see him with like a ski mask on out trying to steal a car?
Yes.
What now? I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Are you speaking English?
And the more he didn't understand, the happier it made her.
Yeah. Okay. So you just take...
That's what I always do, and they never catch me. Ain't nobody gonna catch me.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like something funny.
Okay, she said all these hoes are laughing like it's so funny.
Oh, the audience?
Yes.
Oh, calling the audience a bunch of hoes?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
She's talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yes.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Hey, it's a call to the audience. All right.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside and do what she has to do.
That was like her catchphrase. Catch me outside.
Oh,
how
okay.
About that?
Yeah, it sounds like Bart Simpson would. So she's inviting the entire audience to go outside.
Yes,
and fight.
And fight.
Yes. How did that work out for her?
She's a delicate little
like
angel.
A treat. Oh, nice.
She's at that point was like 14, 15, 16.
Okay. 17, 18, 19.
Now she's turned 18. And she started an OnlyFans account. You know,
oh, so this is a few years ago. Oh,
yes.
yeah, sure, yeah.
This is 2015, 16,
okay. 17, 18, 19,
something
20,
like that.
And today.
So she starts an OnlyFans account.
Right.
And
how did that go?
Look, she's not the as beautiful as the type of woman that you would think would make $1 million in 6 hours. She's not that attractive. She's famous.
$1 million? Clearly we're doing this wrong.
She made $1 million in 6 hours. That girl that we just heard from.
She made $1 million. That money? I'm going to give her some money.
$23.99 a month.
So they didn't catch her outside. They threw cash at her instead.
Isn't that insane? She made $1 million.
Why don't we have, let's have a rotten kid together, Kevin, and then we can have them go on.
Look, Sluggo and I are going to start an OnlyFans account.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we're going to do.
And if you don't like it, catch us outside. Hey, you know, this Led Zeppelin won the big March Madness that Marcy put on for the world. They were the victors. There's no surprise there.
That would have been expected.
So let's do a twofer from Led Zeppelin on a twofer Tuesday. 95.5 KLOS, and send us cash. Send us money like her.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I was just listening to the words, I Won't Back Down.
I love that song.
And I feel like I'm going to have to go home and beat Greg Beharrell's record of drinking all the Cokes.
I mean, you know, people, of course you think it's a joke. He's not really drinking 24 Cokes in a night.
Right.
It's true.
It's very true,
Are you really going to try and step up to that record? You got to put vodka in it. That'd help. Right?
I'll see you next Wednesday.
All right. Peace out. It was on this day in rock in 1974 when Billy Joel scored his first ever top 40 hit with Piano Man.